The Big Scary Show is brought to you in part by Dark Imaginings, web design, creepy changing portraits, and much, much more. DarkImaginings.com.
For the deepest, darkest crypts, to the backwoods swamp where you hit the bottom, from the inside of your casket to the fears lodged deep inside your subconscious, it's time for the Big Scary Show.
It's Kevin McSackey with the Chicago Haunt Builders. You're listening to The Big Scary Show.
What's up, everybody? This is Jason Erskine, and I'm from Dead Farm Productions, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Matt Carlock here enjoying The Big Scary Show from Frozen Morgue Haunted Attractions in Texas.
Hi, this is Kevin McSackey from the Crypt of Kendall Ridge, Plainfield, Illinois. And you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hey, this is Claudia Doherty with Darker Collection, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Marlon Taylor from Stephen King's It, played the young Mike Hanlon in the 1990 miniseries. You are listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hello, this is Alex from Escape Ticks, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hey, this is Justin Evans from Knoxville, Tennessee at Dead Man's Farm. We're listening to The Big Scary Show. They're great.
You're listening to The Big Scary Show with three big scary men and one that wears more makeup than I do.
Welcome to The Big Scary Show, episode 155. It's the end of March. And this is the haunted attraction industry. What could we possibly have to talk about in this episode? That's right! Transworld! Yeah! We have an amazing amount of Transworld coverage. You know, Badger and Wicked Wendy got out there. Boy, do they got some interviews. You know, just naming off a few from the list. Brainchild, CFX, Creative Visions, Darker Collection, Dead Farm, Don't Be a Monster, Forgotten Yard, Fright Fine, HAA, Halloween Aid Interview, Haunt Shirts, Haunters Against Hate, Nicodemus the Podcasting Cat trying to help me go through this list, Haunt Pay, Marlon Taylor, Mel Productions, Scare Innovation, Ticket Leap, Wicked Amusements, and a whole lot more from the trade show floor. You know, comprehensive coverage, the show that you look forward to each year to find out about Transworld if you didn't get there, or reliving Transworld if you actually were able to get there, which is awesome. So, you know, relive all those things, find out about all the new stuff that's out there. Yay, Transworld. Yay, Badger. Yay, Wendy. But, you know, that doesn't mean that everything's gone from show this week. I mean, there's only so much we can fit in there, but we've got some neat stuff, too. We have the deadline news, as usual, coming up this week. So find out everything else that's happening in the haunt industry that may or may not have happened at Transworld also. I'm going to rant about, well, you know, things happening at Transworld and some of the Christmas hate that's out there, so look forward to that. Jerry's got some awesome music this episode. Woohoo! Yeah! Dance party with the Transworld! Yeah! I'm sure none of it is dance party music, but, you know, I'm excited and this is fun. Something really special and is going to be really cool is, Autopsy Jim, Body Bag Jim, whatever we're going by this week. The artist formerly known as the Unknown Scare Actor, he's going to a Meat Hook Jim is what he is right now. I just love giving him new names. he's got something really cool. He's interviewing the wrestling team of Rosemary and Allie, but better known as Demon Bunny. Now, in a couple of weeks, we're going to have a much longer version of the interview, but in his Between the Corpses segment, Jim will be giving you a sneak peek of that. So a little segment of the interview with Demon Bunny, and it's absolutely awesome. Veister's taking a little break, especially with our Trans World coverage, so be looking for him in a couple of weeks. We'll have some information on the gruesome giveaway, but I mean, it is such a jam-packed, awesome Trans World episode. I mean, I didn't even have, you know, a clever run-in, some sort of, you know, radio genre type of gimmick or parody to do this week. It's just like, tell everybody about the awesome Trans World stuff that's happening in our episode 155. So get in there, check it out. Hey, we're closing in on 6 years of the Big Scary Show. Woohoo! Yeah, awesome. So get ready, sit back. It's going to be awesome this week, guys. So you know, without any further ado, episode 155 of the Big Scary Show.
Drew Badger here. We are winding down Trans World 2018. We're having a grand time chatting with everybody we can. And if you saw my video on Thursday for the most horrific thing I've seen on the floor, you've seen the giant clown jack-in-the-box thing running around up and down the aisles, just horrifying me and terrifying everybody in its path. That's the brainchild, so to speak, a brainchild creative. I got Steve Brock here. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Excellent. That's got to be something new. I've never seen it before, and I think it's the most genius thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, we did a custom job for somebody, and they kind of requested it, and then we ended up sort of modifying it for the Halloween industry. There was a Christmas one that we did for them, like a present that drove around. And so we sort of, man, we could really make this pretty good, a pretty good thing. So we just sort of modified it and put it together actually a couple weeks ago and got it ready for here. So this is pretty much the world debut of it.
And it's pretty darn horrific. It is a large, it looks like about a 4x4, 3x3 box that you sit in, and you stick your head through a clown's head. Oh, that's horrifying. You just drive it up and down. It'd be perfect for, like, parades and hanging out in front of your place and just anytime you make an appearance or something, show up with this thing.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, there's, like, an electric wheelchair in there. So, basically, you're just sitting in there, driving around. So, it gives you a lot of time. You can go pretty far without getting winded. I mean, a lot of, like you said, parades are really good use of them because you can just sort of truck on down on the road there and just work on just scaring people and not lose breath.
Yeah, I noticed that it was totally silent as it would go by our booth as I was talking to people. It was like a shark circling the water for its prey, and I'm sitting here going, don't get any closer. And I'm thinking, it's got to be ghost power or something. But what are some of the other things that Brainchild is here? You know, you do the ostrich where you stick your leg in and you walk around. It looks like you're riding an ostrich and stuff. But what are some of the other things that Brainchild does?
A lot of the stuff we try to do is we're getting into doing some of the, like, queue line sort of entertainment. That's why I think the clown works really well. Some of our walking illusion costumes, you can let your actor interact with the crowd, and we've got some things like in this hand right here that has the TV, and it's sort of, you know, a little more stylized way to give information to people, and then photo ops are really our big thing that we're really driving to, which is the zombie one we brought this time, and we've got a couple other versions to sort of get people into get something to do in line and while you're outside of your haunt, and
So these are the things like you strap yourself into it, and it looks like a gorilla's carrying you in a box, and It looks like you're riding some kind of a creature, and then there's the clown and all this cool stuff. How's the clown car been, or the clown block been received so far?
Really, really good. This was probably one of our biggest sort of buzz getters. I mean, it brings people to the booth. You know, I send him out, he drives around, and he's kind of like the Pied Piper. He'll bring people back here. And
You should have had a sticker on the back that said, "Follow me to Brainchild Creative, booth, blah, blah, blah." So you got something to work on
we'll
for next year. And, man, I could just see this going down somebody's Halloween parade or Christmas parade or something, just totally freaking out everybody. Just looks fantastic.
That's the idea.
So for people wanting more information on Brainchild Creative, maybe some of the walking puppets and harnesses and cool stuff that you do here, giant hand TV, zombie photo op walls, and, of course, the clown block thing. I don't know what its name is, but it's pretty cool. How can people get more information, catalog, prices, et cetera?
The best way for us to get hold of us on our website, it's brainchild-creative.com. And then through our that's actually the best way through.
You have the social medias, the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
All that stuff, too. Yeah, just go through and find Brainchild Creative on Facebook. We're pretty good at keeping up on that, so.
Excellent, Steve Brock. A pleasure to meet you here at Transworld 2018. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show. Going to go in the opposite direction of this clown thing. And we're out. Oh, no. And we're out.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. We are live at Transworld here in St. Louis. And you know, we're not only a haunted house trade show now. The big thing out here is escape rooms. And then for the last few years, they've had Escape Room City. I'm sitting in the thick of Escape Room City over here at the Wicked Amusements booth. I've got Sydney Campbell here, who's running something called The Hot Seat. Sounds intriguing. It is, or is it? Let's find out. Hey, Sydney, how's it going?
Good, and you?
Not too bad. How's the show been for you? I've seen tons of people going in this thing trying to figure out whatever it is they're trying to figure out. I'm terrible at these things. And all that. What's going on?
It's been a great show. We've been creating a huge crowd around to try and watch everyone complete the hot seat.
So what is the hot seat challenge without actually giving it away?
The hot seat challenge is you have 2 minutes to solve two games inside this room. You have to sit down on a seat, and as soon as you do, you push a big red button down. As soon as the button is pushed, you activate a two-minute timer, and you can't let go of this button. You have to hold the button down the entire game.
Okay. So I could just stand there and push the button and I'd win, right?
No, you have to solve the two puzzles while holding the button down.
What are the two puzzles?
I can't tell you that. Ah. There's content clue in there.
Ah, okay. Well, I want to say that something like this would be something that might get considered and win an award or something.
I think it would.
And what was that?
It was best new product.
Best new product of Transworld for 2018. Is it strictly the hot seat or was it Wicked Amusements in general?
I believe it was the hot seat.
Great. And has anybody actually won this so far?
Yes, lots of people.
But a lot of people have lost, including the person we just watched in there.
Absolutely.
So is this something that's portable enough that somebody could just set this up inside a building or something like this? Or is it something that you have to tear down and install and it's all this big complicated stuff? Or just how easy or hard is it to put something like this in? It does not look like it's very big.
It's super simple. It breaks down to 4x8 panels. Everything is push pin or just nut and bolt connectors.
Very nice. And what are some of the other games that Wicked Amusements provides for the escape room industry?
Oh, man,
Skip knows this.
I know.
Well, let's talk to Skip here for a second. So what other kinds of things does Wicked Amusement have?
So Wicked Amusements is a full service vendor for all interactive amusements, escape games, human arcade facilities, haunted houses. We've done haunts for 20 years prior to getting into the escape stuff as well. So anything where people are going to go into a themed environment, have some fun, interact with some stuff inside, that's what we do.
And congratulations on getting voted Best New Product of 2018.
I do appreciate that, sir. It came as a surprise, but it's a it's a welcome one, and we're super stoked about it. And the booth has been hopping because of that.
Literally hopping. I've seen people jumping in and around here trying to figure this out. For people wanting more information on the hot seat or anything else that Wicked Amusement provides, do you have website, social media, or anything else?
We've got websites. We've got social media. We've got all that stuff. We have carrier pigeons. www.wickedamusements.com. wickedamusements.com and Wicked Amusements on Facebook are probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. And then you can track down our Instagram and the Twitters and all that other crazy stuff.
I want to see the carrier pigeon. Skip, thank you. Sydney's, thank you.
Thanks.
Once again, Drew Badger here. We're down in Escape Room City, the section of Transworld, here in St. Louis. And we're out.
Jerry Vane, Black Moon Asylum, on the Big Scary Show.
Hello, buddy. Drew Badger here. We are live on the floor of Transworld here in St. Louis, Missouri. I am in a very, very enclosed place with a lot of black light and a lot of very creepy things staring at me. I'm over here at CFX. You know, they were one of the founders of the Silicon Mask movement, some of the greatest, some of the best, some of the most innovative and original, and now they've gone black light. Lots of cool stuff here. I've got Jen Brown, one of the painters and all this stuff, who's really, really instrumental in making these things just pop in your black lights. How are you doing, Jen?
Doing well. How are you?
How's the show been?
It's been good. Treating us well.
What is the hot seller this year? What are the trends that you're seeing? Is it clowns? Is it molten men? Is it Cthulhu-looking things or old men? What is the big seller with CFX this year?
Actually, I'm seeing a lot of interest in the aquatics and the bullfrog, which is one of our brand new masks that's just come out. There's been a ton of interest in that guy.
Nice. Maybe you can pair up with Froggies or something and come up with some kind of a dual partnership.
Yeah. Actually, we talked to them earlier. We were kind of seeing maybe they need a mascot. Who knows?
Well, there you go. But we're sitting here in the black light tent here. You've got just a crazy amount of just really interesting things that are glowing in the dark. Why is the such a big interest in black lights these days? You know, black lights have been in haunted houses forever, and nobody's really capitalized on it quite like you guys.
I think black light are just really visually interesting. They catch the eye. They're super, super bright. And so as people are walking past, it's a really easy way for things to just kind of pop out of the dark at you, you know, like really come to the forefront immediately.
You do know that the green streaks in your hair are just glowing like nobody's business.
It is UV reactive hair dye. I love black light stuff, so yeah, it's perfect for me.
How different is it painting in UV reactive paints and things versus regular?
It's really not too much different. Probably the biggest problem with it is that without being able to see it glowing in the regular light, sometimes we might get someone another part of the mask without realizing it. So we have a black light area in the shop that we can take them to paint it. Yeah, so to make sure that they're nice and clean whenever they're ready, when they're finished.
So besides the interest in aquatics this year, what are some of the new products that have come out?
We have three new masks this year. We've got the Archangel, and he's got several glow-in-the-dark or black light paint. Here's the UV one right here.
Oh, he's nice.
We have Pandora, which is basically a female version of our Belial mask. He's one of our classic masks, and now he has a wife. And then we've got the frog that I was talking about earlier, and he's got this nice gag-like neck that inflates and deflates. So
now there was like I remember seeing this just a few weeks ago. Somebody was talking, or somebody was had written something about female masks. You know, females tend to have a smaller head than guys and things like that. Is that something that's kind of new to the market? Because you really haven't heard about masks that are kind of tended towards females.
No, I wouldn't call it new to the market at all. We've had female masks for years.
Well, there you go.
Right, but I think the biggest thing about that is that most of our clientele is male, and so a lot of our masks, like our biggest line is for male fit, because mostly it's males wearing our masks, but we definitely have several female masks, and we've come out with, like I said, Pandora this year, catering more to the female haunt.
Excellent.
Haunters.
And of course over here you've got some lovely intestines in UV green and brains and other various body parts and stuff. That's all part of the collection as well?
It is, yeah. We have a full line of like body props. We are a full-service prop shop as well as a mask shop.
For people wanting more information on CFX and all the cool things that they do, maybe see some pictures of these under the UV lights or your regular line, all the new stuff, see a catalog, prices, and all that stuff, where can they get information with websites, social medias, and all that?
CFXmasks.com or CompositeEffects.com. Both of those they'll take you to the website, and they have all of the information on there.
Excellent. Jen Browning, pleasure to speak with you here. Wish you nothing but success. You know, you guys have been around a long time. You're leaders in the industry. You've got these great masks here, and I'm sure the Transworld 2018 is going to be nothing short of wonderful for you guys.
It has been so far.
Excellent. Once again, Drew Badger here. We're live on the floor of Transworld in St. Louis for the Big Scary Show, and we're out.
Exorcism is only the beginning of Exorcism's Daughter. In Exorcism's Daughter, you actually see an exorcism, then you witness the results, and when there's no place left to go, you can always go mad. Welcome to the House of Insane Women, the only place left to go when you're Exorcism's Daughter. No matter where you've been before, you've never seen anything like Exorcism's Daughter.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger. We are here at Transworld in St. Louis having a grand old time. You look around, you're seeing all this great stuff. Then you see this huge swath of pink. You know it has to be Ticket Leap, the man with two first names, Lee George. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. As you can tell, Badge, I'm losing my voice. I've been talking nonstop. It's a good problem to have, but it's a little scratchy.
It's a good thing we caught you now and not Sunday when you're like...
Yeah, it has been like a nonstop flow of people. And we're talking and we're... I don't remember it in past years, the amount of people being this high.
I'm going to say there's probably more people at the show this year than I have seen in all the years I've been coming here. And you know, say what you want to about the economy, the weather problems everybody was having, getting here and all this. This turned out to be one big, big trade show.
It is. And not only is it just big with the number of people, but it's also the booths are awesome this year. I mean, there is some crazy stuff to see. When the powers that be let me out of my 10 by 20 box here, I walk around and there's just some really neat things to see.
I like the pirate ship in the back. That's
the cool. Pirate ship is ridiculous.
That's, yeah. I love it. And, you know, Froggy's always got a huge booth. These guys always have the Dark Zone off the charts, as always. But let's talk about Ticket Leap. What's new on the horizon for 2018 with you guys?
Well, I mean, some new developments that actually, you know, we always like to share new things at Transworld. So something, of course, I want to share with the big, scary listeners is that some exciting news for Ticket Leap. Some changes have taken place since last season. Good changes. You know, changes may often a good thing. In our case, it was. Ticket Leap was acquired into a consortium of companies, all event-based. They all do different things. It's called Patron Technology. So we're now, you can think of us as Ticket Leap, a Patron Technology company.
Which we mentioned on our show a few months back when the acquisition happened. So it's a good thing we can talk to you and find out how this is beneficial.
Absolutely. Now I can officially, you know, share a little bit more information with the listeners. But it's great. So Ticket Leap represents, in this new family of companies, we represent a ticketing component, obviously. And with that, you know, with this comes a lot of new opportunity for Ticket Leap, some resource, some ability that we didn't have previously. There will be some big things coming after this season.
Very, very nice. And I know your voice is starting to waver just a little bit, so we'll let you give all the good plugs and everything. For people wanting more information on Ticket Leap and its fantastic interactive and online ticketing systems for your haunted attraction or other things, how can they get more information from Ticket Leap, a patron company enterprise?
Hit us up on the internet 24/7. Our internet doors are open at ticketleap.com. You know, if it's late at night and you're thinking to yourself, how do I sell a ticket online? You go to ticketleap.com.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time I've thought about that at 3 a.m., I'd have like 15 cents. But still, just the fact that somebody has. And it's always good to see you, Lee. Glad I could finally introduce you over here to Jeremy. You guys did that great roundtable a few shows back with us. And ticketleap.com for all your online interactive, laying awake at night, how are you going to sell tickets online needs. Ticketleap.com. Lee George, go get some water here so you can talk because, you know, this show's still got a long way to go before it's over. My name is Drew Badger. Trying to cover the whole thing here. It's just so damn big this year. And we're out.
Are you afraid this haunt season? Afraid of long lines of dissatisfied customers just at your ticket booth? Afraid of all the processing fees and hassle with credit cards? Are you afraid to make that jump into online ticketing? Well, take the leap. Ticket Leap. Ticket Leap will give you online options for your customer. Beautiful event pages to give every single ticketing option you have now and loads of possibility. Smart tools to spread the word, engage with your customers, and connect to social media with great, simple payment processing and the friendly customer support to go with it. Do things you haven't dreamed of. Hey, what's a selfie ticket? Check out TicketLeap.com. They're going to show you what to do. And no haunt's too big or too small for them to process. You're going to have a beautiful event page, even if you have a home haunt. Hey, they have options for free events that you may have, and what better way to collect donations for a community. Tickets under $5, the fee is only 25 cents. Find out what Ticket Leap has to offer to you. TicketLeap.com.
Hi, folks. Drew Badger here. We're live on the floor of Transworld watching people jump on the squishy bridge. What's a squishy bridge, you ask? Well, let's ask this man who knows a little bit about it, Dan Faupel from Creative Visions. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you, sir?
Oh, I couldn't be better. Losing my voice a little bit, but that happens every Transworld.
Exactly.
You've got just a ton of people through here all day today. It looks like you guys are just going nuts, and you have this thing called a squishy bridge. That's and a springy bridge next to it. That's a little bit of a different take than a bridge than I normally see.
Yeah, we've been making the springy bridge for about a dozen years now. So it's got a proven track record, but this was a new concept we came up with, and it has a foam support underneath of it, and because it had no road testing, we actually built a squishing machine to test this with. So it squished.
Please tell me it's officially called the squishing machine.
We called it the squishing machine.
Ah!
So it squished it thousands of times a day for 2 weeks straight until we got to 1,000 squishes to road test this thing. Zero degradation in the foam that supports it. So we are fully confident in this thing. And it's half the price of the Springy Bridge. So I think we're doing ourselves a disservice because we're probably never going to sell another Springy Bridge again. But Everybody loves the squishy bridge.
I don't know. She looks like she's having a hood time jumping up and down on it.
Right? Yeah. That's my beautiful wife, Heather. And
she's enjoying the heck out of that.
She's very feisty.
We won't talk about that on the air. But what else is Creative Visions doing down here at St. Louis? You got the big giant dragons and the facades and this Egyptian thing here. Lots of cool stuff. What's going on?
A new stretch effects mask. It's kind of like a morph suit mask, except that a morph suit mask you cannot see in the dark in a haunted house attraction environment. So we invented this type of mask so you can actually see better in the dark than you can in the light.
Oh, really?
Through this mask.
How does that work without getting too technical?
Magic.
Well, I would expect no less from Dan Fofell about magic and all that. That's pretty cool. And what else have you got going on?
We got the giant monster wall over here. We can show you that.
It's a giant monster wall. It says step here. What's going to happen if I step here?
Oh,
whoa! Wow. That's a heck of a monster thing. Is that sensor-oriented or somebody behind there?
No, it's a pressure pad activated. Okay.
Well, let's just say that, yeah, there's a monster back there, and, yeah, we'll go from there. For people wanting more information on the squishy bridge, the monster wall, all the cool stuff, plus all the escape room stuff you do, how can people get more information, websites, social medias, and such?
CreativeVisionsOnline.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Creative Visions or Haunt Visions.
Always a pleasure to speak to you, Dan. Wish
Definitely
you nothing but
friend.
Success here. It's been a great show for you, according to what you said. Best sales day ever or something on that?
Yeah,
day.
Our best first day sales ever.
Ever. And with products like this, I can't imagine you going anywhere but even more up than you already are. Great talking to you here. CreativeVisions.com. Go check out their great stuff here at Transworld. My name is Drew Badger. Big Scary Show. We're out. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for Deadline News here on The Big Scary Show with your host, me, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest in the haunted house, Halloween, and horror industries. Hello, folks. Drew Badger here, and our first post-Trans World edition of Deadline News starts off with an update from the Midwest Haunters Convention. The Midwest Haunters Convention 2018, happening May 25th through the 27th in Columbus, Ohio, will continue with its successful formula of offering a vibrant trade show, an informative seminar series, killer haunt tours, and awesome social events. There are many reasons why you, as someone offering a product or service that appeals to the haunt industry, should attend MHC. 5,000 haunt industry people are expected to be in attendance. The demographics are 50% haunt owners and operators, 25% home haunters, 25% actors and makeup personnel. It's a well-known reputation as a cash and carry buyer show. Very affordable booth pricing, non-union facility, inexpensive utilities, and dollar for dollar, the Midwest Haunters Convention is one of the most affordable shows for vendors to attend. With a lower cost of attending MHC, it's also the most profitable show many vendors do each year. Don't wait. If you're a vendor, reserve your booth today at MidwestHauntersConvention.com. We have this update to the Mad Monster Party coming to Phoenix. Are you ready for Freddy at the Mad Monster Party, Arizona? Robert Englund, the living legend himself, joins the madness in Arizona July 13th through the 15th. Mad Monster has proudly brought you the biggest and best horror and pop culture icons in the world, but now get ready to meet the man of your dreams. Spread the word, as this is his first appearance in Arizona, so don't miss your chance to meet him. For tickets, hotel, and more info, visit madmonster.com. For contests and promos, follow them on Instagram at instagram.com/madmonstergram and Twitter at madmonstermag. We have this news from the Enigma Haunt in Boca Raton, Florida. Backed by popular demand, Enigma Haunt is going to reopen its doors for one night
this April, Friday the 13th, Enigma Haunt will open the entire attraction for a lights-out haunted experience to coincide with its halfway to Halloween party next door at Nippers Bar and Grill. That's right, you sign a waiver, and they turn the lights out. A haunted house full of creeps and freaks, lurking in the dark just waiting for you. You got the guts? Because they want them. A limited amount of tickets will be available, so don't miss out. Get more information on their Facebook page, facebook.com/Enigma Haunt. We have a little sad news from the Nightmares from Elm Ridge Haunted House in Arbutus, Maryland. To all my friends, it is with deep regret that we will not open for 2018. It's a hard decision to shut down. I want to thank all our volunteers and especially my Vaccaro family. We ran for almost 20 years, provided a great, safe Halloween experience for all, and donated money to a lot of great charities. Thank you to everyone. A special shout out to Steve Morano, Jim Malone, and the BCOPD folks. We hope everyone enjoyed our scares as much as we provide them. Sincerely, Rob. There may be a little more information on their webpage, nightmaresfromelmridge.com. We have this update from Days of the Dead in Charlotte. The fans have spoken. 2D effin' photo ops. Some years ago, Sid Haig began offering special professional photo ops at his convention and other appearances with him in full costume and makeup as Captain Spaulding. He did some as House of a Thousand Corpses Spaulding, which was a clown suit and makeup, and some as Devil's Reject Spaulding. A couple of years ago, for professional reasons, he stopped offering these photo ops. However, since that time, multitudes of fans have been asking Sid to bring back the Captain Spaulding Pro Photo Ops. Well, seeing as how you all fans out there really put him where he is, how could he say no? You have been heard. Days of the Dead is excited not only to announce the addition of genre legend and Days of the Dead Hall of Fame inductee Sid Haig being added to our guest lineup, but, as an added bonus, Sid will be in full Captain Spaulding costume and makeup, as seen in House of a Thousand Corpses for a very special limited photo op on Saturday, May 19th. Pricing for these very special photo ops will be $60, which will include a photo for up to two people, a free digital download, and Sid's autograph on the photo print, as well as any personalizations or inscriptions you may want. After you pick up your printed photo, just stop by Sid's table during signing hours to get your print signed, and you're all set. And as always, Sid will still be taking photos at his table absolutely free. Sid Haig Captain Spaulding photo ops are on sale now via the website at daysofthedead.com/Charlotte. And finally, we have this news from Midnight Syndicate. If you were watching the live streaming that we were doing on the Big Scary Show's Facebook page, you already know this one, but they have just announced that they will be returning to Cedar Point's Halloweekends event this fall with a brand new production of Midnight Syndicate Live, beginning September 15th and running on weekends through October at the Jack Aldridge Theater at Cedar Point. More details will be coming in the weeks and months at midnightsyndicate.com. And folks, you better get out and see this because it is one great show. Remember, folks, if you have news in the haunted house, Halloween, or horror industries, and you want it on the show, email it to us, news@bigscaryshow.com, and we'll get it on the show. No news is too big or too small. This concludes this edition of the Big Scary Show's Deadline News.
Ready to dress up your show? Need to pump new life into old props? Just want to show something no one else has? Do what Alice Cooper, Distortions Unlimited, and A-list haunters all over the world do. Wear Von Karon. Durable, handcrafted, dependable year after year. Von Karon. When you scare enough to wear the very best. VonKaron.com. VonKaron.com.
Here we go.
Hello, folks. Drew Badger here. We are live in St. Louis at Transworld 2018. Probably going to hear this noise ad nauseum all throughout the show here. I got a guy right across the booth from Scare Innovations with a really cool looking like shock stick type thing. You can prison scene or containment fields or anything like that. Ian Cross, one of the guys behind Scare Innovations. Ian, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Now, the show is just open. People are slowly starting to filter out this way towards it, but I know people are going to be attracted by what sound this thing makes.
Oh, it's beauty.
That's it's loud, it's lights up and everything. Tell us what this thing is.
Well, we were inspired by zombies. We needed a way to control our zombies, so we came up with our own version of a zombie chasing cattle prod, a zombie zapper. This thing, three heavy-duty capacitors, three independent arcs, weather-sealed, and safe, so you're not going to hurt yourself or your patrons.
This thing's about, 4 or 5 feet long? It's big.
4.5 feet.
About 4.5 feet. It's long. You can sit out there and poke people with it if you're in a, you know, as you said, a zombie field, or if you're like in a doing a prison scene or an asylum scene, and you need to get your, shall we say, patients back to where they need to. How does this thing work? You just kind of point it at them and poke them, and
point them at it, poke them, hit the button, let it go. We use it for crowd control, getting people back into lines, move Ooh. Them where we need them to. Because everyone understands electricity, and they'll shy away from it.
And again, if you have unruly queue line passenger people, this would be fantastic. I love this. Looks heavy duty. It's well made, and all this kind of stuff. Scare Innovations creates this. What is the official name of this thing?
Shock Stick.
Well, there you go. The Scare Innovation Shock Stick. They're over here across from us here at Transworld. What's a website or a social media where people can see this stuff demonstrated, videos, catalogs, and all that good stuff?
Right there, I believe it's scareinnovations.com. You can email Keith, the owner of the company, right there at scareinnovations.com. We do have other products, but this is absolutely the big pleaser right here.
Yeah, this thing was, while we were setting up yesterday, you know, you were running your tongue up and down this thing, proving it's safe, and people were just freaking out all over the place. So go to scareinnovations.com or email Keith at scareinnovations.com for more information. This is a really neat thing. So if you hear me doing an interview over the weekend and you start hearing that sound in the background, you know it's the guys at, there you go, the guys at Scare Innovations. Check this thing out. It's pretty cool. Actually, check out everything here at Transworld 2018. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show. We're out. Here we go. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here, live on the floor of Transworld. We're having a great time. We're talking to all the vendors and haunted house owners and all the cool people you can see. And I'm looking over here across the aisle, and I'm seeing these rows of bloody hands and things that are just really disturbing looking and really creep you out. And if you ever needed a hand, literally, you could get a silicone one here at Darker Collection. I've got Claudia here from Darker Collection, a first-time vendor at Transworld. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
We're doing what we're doing here, trying to talk to all these people. Tell us what Darker Collection is, how you make all these things, and from what I understand, some of these hands and body parts are rather familiar.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we started a Darker Collection because of the need of quality silicone props. Every time we come to the show as a visitor, we weren't able to find really good quality stuff for the hunt industry. So we decided to gather all of the materials and gather a few of our family members, and we started making all of these props. Really fun to cast your family members because they don't actually know that the silicone will pull their little hairs and actually hurts when you're getting a cast. And we're doing really, really good. It's my husband and I came up with this idea. We have Tony, which is our artist. He decorates all the hands and make them all bloody and look great.
And they look very realistic. Obviously, they're all cast off of real things. And these are perfect props for, like, just strolling around your haunted house or, you know, clowns can walk up and say, hey, need a hand? Ha ha, and you know, that kind of stuff. How's the reaction been from people who've been walking by? I mean, you've got people standing by your booth right now. Thankfully, there's other staff there. But what are people saying? Are they, like, becoming creeped out? Are they like, oh, cool, or and what?
It's both, actually. The beauty of this is people are actually grossed out, and they still like it. And there's other people that actually need them for their haunted houses, and the gorier, the better. We came up with a prototype called the Shocker, which is an electrical unit inside of one of the silicone arms, so it actually shocks people.
I've been seeing one of your people over there. She's calling people over and said, here, and then she's touching people with his hand, and they're all jumping. I didn't know what was going on.
That's what's going on. They're actually getting shocked. It's a very nice jolt. It's a unit that can be adjusted from low to max. So what she's holding right now is the lowest setting. So it's still, it hurts. It's good, though.
It's a good kind of pain, eh?
Exactly. It hurts really good.
We'll have to save that topic for off the air. But in the meantime, it looks like you guys are doing good. You've got some facial features out there. You've got fingers. So if you wanted to give somebody the finger, I guess you could do something like that. What other body parts do you have besides hands and arms and things?
We have the faces are like some of them are like half faces from our kids, actually, which adds a creepy factor to it. We have fingers, we have keychains. No. We have other props that are big static props for haunted houses. We have a big Jesus that's kind of controversial there and a cross. And we have an angel, which is a skeleton with wings. And then we have the Grim Reaper. And those are custom made, and we're taking orders.
If somebody wanted to come by and say, hey, I'd like you to make casts of my hands or something like that, is that something you guys can do, or do they just take what you have?
We could do that, but however, we'll have to be where we are in South Florida, because we'll have to physically cast our hands. But it could be done.
Okay. Very nice. For people wanting more information about Darker Collection here, is there websites or social medias where people can look at these products, catalog, get prices, and all that?
Yes, sir. We have a website. It's darkercollection.com. We also are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the social media.
Well, Claudia, I wish you nothing but success here. Hopefully you'll have a long and prosperous relationship here at Transworld. DarkerCollection.com. Very realistic hands, feet, body parts, kids' faces, which are creepy enough. Lots of great stuff here at Transworld. I'll let you get back to selling all this stuff, shocking all the people and all that great stuff. Thank you for taking time to speak with us here at the Big Scary Show. My name's Drew Badger. We're out.
Thank you.
Broadcasting to you from the darkest reaches of the earth, this is A Haunt Minute. And now, with this week's commentary, Storm.
This is a Toys R Us news update. All the toys, all the time.
Alright, so it's one of the best times of the year. It's Transworld, yay! And you have all this awesome Transworld coverage in our show this week. But one of the things I look forward to, because Transworld's a tough show for me to get out to. And once again, this year, wasn't able to get out there, but we had Badger and Wendy doing awesome work from out at the show. And I, sit back like most of us listening, and let's check out the Facebook comments and Twitter and all the fun stuff and see the neat videos and see what people are talking about. And, it's always that first reaction to Transworld and the neat stuff that goes out there that, gets your attention and, ooh, this is something to watch in the industry or something to talk about or, what's going to make me sad all weekend that I'm not in St. Louis. And, the first impression this year was people absolutely losing their minds over the Christmas tree out in the lobby at the convention center. And what it was doing was promoting and putting emphasis on the Christmas show that Transworld will be doing starting next year, which will actually be part of a separate show for. And you guys are awesome because you've been listening to Big Scary Show and you knew about it. But boy, was it a shock to other people. And you really got to see that there is some absolute hate and shade out there for Christmas. And, I think we need to sit down and have a little moment, everybody, because, wow, there's a lot of anger against Christmas. And that doesn't help us at all because, you know, you're just getting angry at the wrong things for that. Yes, Christmas commercialized, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it pushes out Halloween sometime in September and stuff. But, you know, the people who would be coming to a Christmas show that Trans will be putting on and at the same time, that's not those people. That's us. Those are, you know, when Halloween's over and you've gotten people excited about tradition and going out to an event, you know, ooh, we've gone through Thanksgiving. What do we do now? If only there is someplace as entertaining as that really cool haunt or hayride or something that brought back those festive memories and traditions, you know, that we could have it for Halloween and Christmas, you know. Oh, let's go there. That's what that show's for. It's the people who want to take advantage of that and have that tradition and coolness that's out there. But wow, man, people really hate on Christmas, and it's a little sad if you think about it, because, you know, the people who are really passionate about Christmas and going to this and are the same thing as us, the same struggles and the same, you know, things we're going through, your lawn decorations and all that, and, you know, it's the same people, just different holiday, and that's okay, that's all right. They're not the ones trying to push out Halloween. They just have a lot of passion for a different holiday, which is good, because then that puts attention to us. You know, same difference. Somebody sees a really cool Christmas display, they're going to be a little apt to be looking for Halloween displays in October. They want that festivity. And, you know, we got a lot of things to thank for the Christmas displays and stuff. You know, it's like a lot out there. You know, Internet Fact, 1998's, you know, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, with the whole scene with the house coming on with the lights and having to turn on the auxiliary power, you know, Internet Fact, that's the exact reason why they went on to invent LED Christmas light technology 10 years later. And today, where would we be without LEDs in a haunt? You know, we'd be back in 1972 and the power bill would suck and burning out all our fog machines. So, you know, let go of the hate a little bit. Ask yourselves why you might be hating on Christmas. And, you know, if you're a little traumatized, come on, sit on the Haunt Minute couch. We'll help each other out. Because, you know, celebrating any holiday is good, and it gets you pumped up for Halloween because it comes around before Christmas, which is just awesome, and the leaves fall and the coolness with that. So get out there, embrace it, and remember, keep every minute scary.
Tune in next episode for another Haunt Minute. And in the meantime, share your opinions on the Big Scary Show Facebook page and on Twitter at Big Scary Store.
Hi, this is Josh Gates from Travel Channel's Expedition Unknown, reminding you to send all hate mail to storm@bigscaryshow.com.
Want to take your haunt to a new dimension of terror? Then let Dark Imaginings conjure up some ghoulish graphics and web design services for your home, haunt, or crypt. Since 2007, professional and home haunters alike have trusted our award-winning and dedicated skeleton crew to make their nightmares come true. Whether you need graphic design services, logos, websites, spooky visuals, or creepy changing portraits, we can help your business look its scary best. To see more of our products and services, drop by darkimaginings.com. Let us help you get ahead of your competition.
The Jimmy Psycho Experiment, the Munsters theme, demo lounge version, on the Big Scary Show.
Here we go. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. We're live in Transworld's big exhibition hall here in St. Louis. We're having a grand old time. Got a lot of people to recognize from last year, the section that we're in. Last year, we were next to this group of people called Mel Products, a lot of really cool, high-quality makeup and such. And this year, they put us right next to each other again. Apparently, they liked where we were, so we're here again. I've got AJ Appone from Mel Products. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Drew. How are you doing?
Doing good. It looks like the show has been incredibly good to you guys. I know last year was your first year here, and you did pretty darn good, enough to come back this year, but it looks like you have just been swamped today.
Yeah, today's been great. We had an expectation today. We wanted to beat last year. Last year, we beat Thursday of last year already, so Friday, we're like, all right, you know, let's see how it goes. And then, you know, kind of just swamped out, and it feels great. We're having a good time. The response is incredible. We have a bunch of new products that everyone's really loved. So, you know, we're really happy with the turnout this year.
For people who may not be familiar with Mel Products, what exactly makes yours unique? What do you guys do? What do you have? And what are the new things that you're bringing to the table this year?
So we're a premier special effects makeup brand based out of Los Angeles, and all of our products are catered to the industry, the film industry. And so everything we make is the highest quality it could be. We specialize in PAX makeup. It's a foam latex based, or it's a foam latex. It's a out. It's a, blah, blah, blah. It's a water.
Take two.
We specialize in Mel PAX makeup. It's a water adhesive based makeup used for painting foam latex, prosthetics, silicone, what have you, and as well as tattoo cover. It's the number one makeup used for tattoo cover in the market. It is. The long-lasting durability and waterproof aspects of it just make it the premier product in the industry. We also this year came out with Cinema Spills, which is basically a layable liquid to emulate blood, any other thing that you lay down on the ground that's liquid that you don't want to actually have to clean up. So it makes it easy to clean up because there is no cleanup.
Is that what I see over here on the table next to me? It looks like dried blood, milk, some sort of green-colored thing.
That is correct. We have all these weird toxic spills. We have urine. We have orange soda, wine, blood, milk, detergent, what have you. Anything you can think of that is a liquid that you want, we can make it happen.
It's pretty interesting. And might I say, you look absolutely hideous today with all this. You look like you just went through the windshield of something at about 80 miles an hour.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And I didn't, but thank you for telling me that because I'm using my new product, which are our tattoo transfers, which is like we believe is a revolutionary product for the haunt world, just to create an amazing, high-definition-looking wound with literally a 30-second application time. And they blend seamlessly with alcohol, and it's incredible. And on top of that, to give it a little more depth, we have the permablood, the Mel permablood, which is... basically a blood paste that comes in three shades of light, medium, and dark. And the dark has a rubber flocking in it to give it a very nice depth of feel.
And it just looks great. What about cleanup on that? How difficult is something like this to take off?
You know, cleanup is actually very minimal. We have a remover that removes everything, no problem. As long as you have a skin-safe adhesive remover, you're good to go. It shouldn't have any issue. I've also been told that coconut oil and a loofah scrub brush helps remove it as well.
Interesting, and that's really good for your skin as well.
Very much so. Very good for your skin, actually.
So what has been the big hot seller today? Today being Friday, everyone's coming up there. I'm seeing, you know, stuff getting charged off and bought and walked out with bags and all that. What's going fast and heavy?
You know, it's been a pretty mix, actually. I haven't had one product really take off as much as another, and, you know, which is great because that means people are understanding the diversity of my brand, which is what I want. I don't want to be pigeonholed into one thing. Sure, I have a flagship product, but every product to me is a flagship product. I think everyone is just as important as another one. But, you know, we have the encapsulated silicone prosthetics, the tattoo transfers, the Mel Gel, and the molds. I mean, everyone loves the molds and the Mel Gel because it's so easy to create the same wound you need, quick application. They go on with water. It's amazing.
So for people wanting more information on Mel Products based out of Los Angeles, which you can ship everywhere, and I know you guys primarily stay on the West Coast. You come out to Transworld. You know, I was talking to Alan Appone over here, and he was talking about you guys will be at Monsterpalooza, maybe Son of Monsterpalooza, and all that kind of stuff. If you can't get it there, where can they get it online with websites, social medias? How can they get catalogs, pictures, more information?
So, yeah, like you said, we're based out of Los Angeles, West Coast. We will be at Monsterpalooza in 3 weeks. We will be at Son of Monsterpalooza, two of our biggest shows of the year, every year. Amazing. If you've never been, please go check it out. It's an amazing time. If you want to purchase our products, you can do online, melproductsusa.com. That's melproductsusa.com. And our Instagram is melproductsusa, and our Twitter is @melproducts. Don't mix those up, because you'll be talking to someone that ain't us.
Well, melproductsusa.com to get all the cool stuff that these guys do here at Transworld 2018. Drew Badger here. Want to say thank you to AJ Pone for all this. Go check out melproductsusa.com for all these really cool tattoo transfers. The blood lying over here. God, that's urine, isn't it? No, it's not. Or is it? And everything that they do. My name is Drew Badger here at the Big Scary Show booth, sitting next to these guys at Transworld, and we're out.
Thank you, brother.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate that. Everyone, Drew Badger here. We're live, St. Louis, Missouri, here at Transworld. It is day one. We're having a great time. We are chatting with a lot of cool people that have been coming up to the booth saying, hey, love your show, or never heard of you. You know, we got a long way to go, but hey, there's a lot of brand new vendors out here that have been doing some wonderful things. Had a show not too terribly long ago with a brand new vendor on it. Didn't know this guy was a brand new vendor, otherwise we might have had him on the show. William Jason Erskine used to run a great haunt down in Anderson, the Electric City, called Darkness Pines, down in the way down deep in South Carolina, where, boy, I was scared to drive sometimes. But anyway, he's got a new thing going called Dead Farm Productions or Dead Farm Designs. Let's talk about it. Hey, Jason, how's it going?
It's going good, Drew. Thank you for having me on.
You've got a really kind of a unique thing going on here. The countdown thing with the surprise at the end, I really like. The saw blades, I think, are really kind of cool. That's kind of a whole new thing. Tell me what you got going on here.
We actually cussed. That was our train horn you just heard.
Yeah, that never not gets annoying, just to let you know.
I know. I've tried to hide it several times. The chainsaw blades, we're selling universal chainsaw blades that we cut the metal, and we put the chains on it and weld it to it. And they don't have any sharp edges, and they can fit any chainsaw, not mess up the gear wheels. And it just gives you that real look. They do weigh, you know, a couple of pounds.
As chainsaw should.
Yes, and I mean, like I said, you know, some people are like, well, we have a big old guy working it, big old guy. So, you know.
Yeah, give him the chainsaw.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. But we've had a lot of interest in those. And our biggest thing, our new innovation, is this air actor-worn backpack blaster, and it's basically a backpack that's customized in the look. We've got three different designs right now. We got all black, and we have laughing gas, which is, you know, clown. It's for a clown look. It's bubbling gas out of bubbling ooze out of the back of it. And then we have the the rusted out look that goes with a costume we also sell. And these things are great for Q-Line entertainment. You can just sit there and blast people with air shots. And he can actually disconnect from an airline and take off, chase people down, and get five shots or three really loud, you know, long blasts, five little ones. And then reconnect 1 second, and the backpack's fully charged. But as long as you're hooked up to an airline, you can shoot as many times and as often as you like.
I love that. And I love the console you had with the countdown. And when it hit zero, something I'd never seen happen before.
Yeah, it starts to
explode.
It's a meltdown situation.
It's a complete laboratory meltdown kind of thing. I didn't know what was going to happen. It's like 3, 2, 1, 0. Okay, what's going to happen? Boom! Yeah. Holy crap! What the hell? Yeah. It's a real next generation takeoff on the old sparkle panels. I think it's spark and crackling and everything. And I'm not going to give too much away here, but for people wanting more information, websites, catalogs, all that kind of stuff, how can they get more information on these very intriguing products?
You can definitely go to deadfarmproductions.com, and if you're on Facebook, you can visit the Facebook, but all the information is on deadfarmproductions.com. Now, the prices, if you're here at the show,
they won't get them here because there's a little air after the show, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, the prices are a little different on the website. Okay. We have show specials, but definitely check us out at deadfarmproductions.com.
And the show has been good for you for first year vendor, first day?
Absolutely. I've had a blast. Met some really good people. These people are, you know, this is my crowd. I enjoy being here. I enjoyed running a hunt, but, you know, it was decision time, Drew. It was either, all right, we got to start charging more and take this to the next level, or I got to find another outlet for my passion, and this is it. So.
And I will say, you know, rest in peace, Darkness Pines, probably the dirtiest, grittiest, grimiest haunt I've ever been in my life. And that's a good thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I've never seen anybody build things out of foam that you have. And I don't think you had a single store-bought prop in that entire thing. That was just unbelievably, but I loved it, and I kept coming back and everything. Glad to see you're still doing great on this. DeadFarmProductions.com. Check out their line of chainsaw blades, backpacks, this little control panel, everything else they sell out there. Jason Erskine, a pleasure to talk to you here in St. Louis at the Big Scary Shows booth, 1444. And we are out.
Greetings, listeners, and welcome. Watch out. Don't trip over that torso. It's time for Between the Corpses. Greetings, listeners. On this episode of Between the Corpses, we have an excerpt of our interview with Demon Bunny, Rosemary, and Allie from Impact Wrestling. Enjoy this 6-minute excerpt and keep an eye out for the extended and full version on the April 28th show. See you then. All right, listeners, this is Meat Hook Jim here with the Big Scary Show on Between the Corpses, and we've got a couple of special guests tonight. I've got Rosemary and Allie from Impact Wrestling. Allie is currently the Impact Knockouts champion. Rosemary is a former Knockouts champion. And ladies, welcome to the Big Scary Show.
Thanks for having us.
Well, why don't you just rub it in?
Well, it doesn't mean you can't go after it again now, does it?
True. But you always remember your first, don't you?
So, what's next up for Demon Bunny or for Rosemary and Allie? Is your next wrestling event, is that going to be WrestleCon coming up in New Orleans?
Yeah, WrestleCon, mm-hmm. Yes.
Actually, no, wait. I have you? Smash Wrestling this Saturday.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay. I have Smash Wrestling this Sunday. But after that, it'll be WrestleCon, which is going to be really, really, really fun.
Oh.
Signings.
We have the signings Friday and Saturday,
yep.
10 to 4, with Damage 365.
Yep.
And then you are on the Impact versus Lucha Underground show, which is so exciting.
I'm so excited.
The whole show right now looks incredible.
Yeah.
And then we have our Knockouts Balcony Party.
Yeah, we're having a Knockouts Party on
Saturday
night.
Where we have to stomach being around Sienna and the Hot Mess Express for a little while.
You know,
I want to be there. Dang
somewhere.
It.
We're just going to be watching Laurel the entire time.
And and that's going to be at, what was the name of the?
Oh.
The Swamp Bar.
Yes.
The Swamp Bar on Bourbon Street.
So much
tickets
information.
Tickets are still available, so if anyone's interested.
Yes, and there we won't be. We are the host, but there will be other members of the Impact roster making appearances. We can't say whom yet, but we do have lots of people guest stars coming out. So it's going to be a lot of fun for anyone
Epic.
Who wants to come out.
Epic
yes,
is the word for it.
Yes, yes, very much. So photo opportunities will be available
and
with us as well, and merchandise, and yeah, just come have fun. What happens at the Knockouts Party stays at the Knockouts Party, children.
Oh, I'm jealous. I wish I could go. One trip to New Orleans is enough a year.
Okay.
But, again, ladies, thank you so much for your time. I know you're busy, and we just had to squeeze in this interview in the short amount of time that I know Allie is down there with you, Rosemary.
This is great. Really fun.
I really appreciate both of you taking the time to talk with me here on the Big Scary Show. And before we sign off completely, there's one last thing I want to ask you to do after I close out the interview.
Okay.
Tentative, so, okay.
nothing bad, I promise.
It's painless, I promise.
That's what she said.
It's going to be Demon X Bunny versus...
Oh, if only you knew me.
It's going to be Demon Bunny versus Meat Hook Jim in the ring. No.
Dream on, little man.
No, anyway.
The cleaver comes out of retirement, it is, Bunny.
All right, with that being said, Rosemary, Allie, Demon Bunny, check them out, demonxbunny.com.
Yeah.
Make sure you check out their Twitter accounts at We Are Rosemary, at Allie Impact, also on their Instagrams, the same thing, plus at demonxbunny on Twitter and at demon.x.bunny.tm on Instagram.
Underscore TM
on Instagram. Once again, ladies, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me here on the Big Scary Show. Everybody, get out there, support independent wrestling and Impact Wrestling, and we'll catch you on the flip side.
You know how it is. You're alone. There's the internet. You start clicking. You're looking for something necrotic. Some things, you see, your grandmother wouldn't call necrotic. Click on some other sites. Whoa, that is just way, way too necrotic. But then you find Necrotic Creations. Necrotic. You may not know what necrotic means, but you know it when you see it. Get necrotic. Necrotic Creations. Shop anytime at necroticcreations.com.
Hi, this is Marlon Taylor from Stephen King's It. Played the young Mike Hanlon in the 1990 miniseries. You are listening to the Big Scary Show.
Thank you so much. Here we go. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. We are live. The show is starting to wind down at Transworld, but you know, we still got a lot to talk about. One of the great charities that we have always been supportive of since we heard about it from the beginning was Don't Be a Monster anti-bullying campaign. The last few years, we have donated an actor's workshop to their charity auction here at Transworld. The auction has ended. We found out somebody from Ohio won this time. You know who you are. Congratulations. And everything goes and benefits the Don't Be a Monster program. Erin Kelly is usually the one we speak to. She's a little busy rounding up all the winners and everything. So we've got Erica here with us. Hey, Erica, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Tell us, for those who may not know, what is Don't Be a Monster and how does the anti-bullying program work and all that, and how does it benefit kids and things?
Sure. So Don't Be a Monster is an anti-bullying nonprofit. We work with haunted houses across the United States to provide presentations to kids in schools, grades 4th through 10th grade, and we teach them anti-bullying tactics in the month of October, which happens to be anti-bullying month.
And you do that through a very unusual process.
Yes. So we send out presenters from haunted houses, and we bring a character, Frank, and he comes out at the end, and we explain to them, just because he looks different doesn't mean he doesn't deserve the respect that everybody else gets. So it just because you're different doesn't mean that you're not respected, or that we, and that's kind of what we teach them with Frank. So.
He may look like a monster, but he is certainly not a monster.
He's just like all the rest of us.
Except for, you know, the big skull gash and all that stuff. But we don't talk about that. That's not part of what you're all about. But it is to, you know, teach kids to, you know, respect everybody and to make, you know, we're all under the same under the skin here, you know, especially when you peel away our flesh. We bleed like everybody else, and I assume Frank does the same.
Absolutely.
So you had your auction over the weekend, and lots and lots of people were bidding on great and wonderful items and things like that. Said a Big Scary Show participated and many other things. How did the auction turn out?
It turned out great. It was our best year yet.
That's fantastic. And you are always actively looking for haunted houses to join up and support the show and maybe have somebody come out to their area to help kids. If you're a haunted house owner in some particular area of the country, how can they get involved? How can they bring Frank and your presenters out to do an anti-bullying campaign maybe in their town?
Absolutely. So the best way to do that is to find all the information on our website, which is don'tbeamonster.org. And there's a form there that you can fill out to reach out to Erin Kelly, the program director.
And does it have to be a particular type of haunted house? Do they have to be like a well-national known brand, or can it be someone small, or can it be maybe some business people to get together? How does that work?
So that just all depends on the level of support that you're looking for. So we have all that is listed on our website as well. We have different levels. So we have the supporter level, and then we have like partner levels, and all of that's listed on there. What the requirements are, they're all different.
All right, well, Erica, it's been a pleasure to speak to you here, and say hi to Erin, who's over there busy as can be. We'll just say goodbye here as we're getting ready to close the show down. But again, don'tbeamonster.org. Check them out. Anti-bullying is so very important in today's environments and climates, given all that's happened out there. We don't talk politics, but definitely we support this very, very worthy cause. The Big Scary Show will continue to support you guys for as long as you guys are around.
Thank you.
Thank you. And once again, Drew Badger here for The Big Scary Show, winding down Transworld on a Sunday afternoon, and we're out. Here we go. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger. It is a bit noisy here at Transworld 2018 in St. Louis. We're wandering the floor. Lots of amazing stuff this year. Looking over here and looking over there. I don't know what I'm seeing in half these things. Came across an old friend here who's expanded into the escape room business, but you know him as Alex from Haunt Pay, one of our very fine sponsors. Alex, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you this afternoon here?
Oh, I don't know. Is it morning? Is it afternoon? Who knows? Who cares? We're having a good time here at Transworld. Most people seem to be, you know, just astonished by all this stuff, but man, I walk by the booth and your Haunt Pay is just going crazy.
Yeah, it's been a great year for us. We've done a ton of demos this year. And the coolest thing is that our customers are referring all their buddies over, saying that they're having great service and sending their friends our way. We love that. You know, that's the best thing, seeing customers, reconnecting here, and getting some good referrals.
Hopefully some of them are saying we sent you to them, but, you know, we'll talk.
Absolutely, yeah. Love those, too.
But you've gotten into the escape room business about a year or two ago. You started doing something called Escape Ticks. What is that?
Yeah, so Escape Ticks is sort of the same thing we're doing for haunted attractions, but totally customized for escape rooms. And really, it's the only system out there for ticketing and payments that's fully customized to the escape room experience. Which, if you've been through an escape room, they're totally different monsters, you know, with 8 people a time slot, maybe multiple rooms, corporate bookings, all this weird stuff going on that isn't part of a normal ticketing platform and really needs some personalization for it. And on top of that, we've already got 10,000 plus people hitting the site every month looking for escape rooms. So we're actually sending new fans, new customers to our escape room clients. That's the best part of it all, yeah.
Now, I've been over here to the Escape Room City area, and the people are just going crazy looking at all the cool stuff like that. You mentioned that it's just, you know, you're the only guys that do this exclusively to the escape room industry. What makes it so much different from the haunted house industry?
Oh, man. You know, well, haunted houses are trying to put through a ton of people a few nights a week, you know, and they're usually scheduling by night. Maybe they have multiple attractions under one roof, and they'll need to do some special bundling on that. A lot of in-person sales, you know, a lot of walk-ups and front-of-the-line passes. Well, those sort of concepts don't really exist in escape rooms. There's no front-of-the-line pass there, you know. Not many walk-ups. Most of this stuff is pre-booked, so you really have to personalize that online booking experience and make sure that flows perfectly through so nobody's getting confused about what's going on. So that's part of what we've been doing over there, just to make that all stand out and work right.
And the show's been going great for Haunt Ticks or Escape Ticks as well?
Yeah. We've actually been getting a ton of interest over there, especially from some of the bigger chains this year, which is a blast for us. We always love, you know, when people have multiple locations, so that's fun, yeah.
Are you going to the Room Escape Tour later this year?
Yeah, that's a good one that we always try to get head to and, you know, hang out with. And I'm personally an aficionado of the escape rooms. I love going through those and seeing if I can beat my previous times. So, yeah, that's a blast for us.
For people wanting more escape or more information on Escape Ticks or the aforementioned Haunt Pay, one of our very fine sponsors, how can they get more information with websites and social media?
Yeah, you can check Haunt Pay out at hauntpay.com or, you know, at Haunt Pay on Twitter or Facebook. And Escape Ticks you can find at escapeticks.com. And we don't really have a separate social media for that yet, but we're getting that built up this year. So,
nice. Alex, always a pleasure to have you here on The Big Scary Show. Thank you for being a very fine sponsor of us. Without guys like you, we wouldn't keep going, or the listeners to this show, especially when we attend events here like Transworld in St. Louis. My name's Drew Badger. We are out.
That's a pleasure. Thank you.
Are you looking for a comprehensive ticketing solution for your haunted attraction? Haunt Pay has the answer. We skip the features you don't need and focus on the ones you like, such as timed ticketing and repeat time slots, variable ticket types, bundle and combo tickets, social media discounts. And now featuring all-in-one options, including managing your tickets online and at the door, as well as upselling and managing your merchandise and concessions, with a comprehensive report on everything at the end of the night. head on over to hauntpay.com and get started in 60 seconds for free.
Here we go. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger. We are here live in the dark zone at Transworld here in St. Louis. We're checking out all the creepy crawlies and spooky spirits and all sorts of neat things. One thing I don't see at too many haunted houses is a gunfight. Well, these guys do. It's Forgotten Yard Productions based out of Chicago. They've got some really cool props out here. First-year vendors here. We've got Ryan, the owner. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I'm having a good time. Been talking to a lot of people this weekend. I've met an uncountable amount of people, and I'm just taking it all in, really.
It's kind of overwhelming if you're used to going to, like, Flashback Weekend or something like that, and then you come to Transworld, and it's just like a whole new can of worms.
Yeah, it's honestly unreal. There's just this constant crowd, like a concert around, and everyone's talking about stuff we like to talk about, so can't really get enough of that.
Not at all. Speaking of stuff we want to talk about, I want to talk about some of your things you've got here. You know, you've got a rattling coffin here. You've got a pair of skeletons doing a shootout kind of thing, old Wild West kind of thing. What brought that on?
I did a Western town in my front yard last year for a home haunt, and I ended up just looking online and whatnot. I just got the idea to build a shootout, and everyone loved it, and people were hanging out watching it, so I decided to come to this show, and first thing that came to my mind was to bring this prop that everyone was hanging around just watching. It was entertaining, so I decided to bring it here, and it seems like it has the same effect. Everyone's been giving me positive feedback on it.
So as a first-year vendor in all this, and you're in the dark zone, which has arguably some of the coolest stuff around, how do you think you're holding up? I mean, you know, there's those guys, and then there's those guys and everything, but man, just, you know, I'm looking at people staring at your stuff right now. That's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah, to be honest, I love it. I love those vendors as well. They have great stuff, and I'm just really happy to be here with my product showing off what I have. I like everything about this.
So besides the gunfight, what have you got out here?
We have a Dr. Peeker, which basically you hear a sound effect of grinding and torture sounds coming from a basement. That's the ambient. That stops. The doctor drops his tools. He runs up the stairs, and he opens the door, peeks out, looks both ways, then shuts the door behind him, and you hear him walk back down the stairs.
Nice.
Then we have the Western shootout, which starts off with them loading his revolver. They shoot it out till one guy runs out of bullets. Then he's shot dead. He falls back on the crate, and he lays there until the scene resets. Then we have a classic coffin banger, really detailed exterior coffin.
I love it. It looks great.
Trying to offer an affordable prop for maybe more home haunters or people just looking for a bit more of a simplistic prop. And then the last one we have is a gravedigger lunger, which has multiple head movements, arm movement, and the scissor comes out around 5 feet with sound in his chest. So that's pretty cool. I like that one as well.
How complicated is it to set these things up? I mean, is this like, you know, tons and tons of wires? Are you running this off compressed air? How are you making this work?
The entire thing I really like about my props is that you literally just set the prop down and plug in one power and one quick connect. And then it has mounting holes on the prop to mount it. All the electronic components, speaker components, and the speakers are mounted to the prop itself. So you're carrying it like you would carry a box.
Oh, nice.
And then you would just set it down and put two plugs in.
So you don't have to run those wires all over everywhere.
No, it's just right on the prop itself, which is kind of what we were thinking about because we've done that in a home haunt. We know nice. How that gets with wires, obviously.
Excellent. For people wanting more information on Forgotten Yard, maybe to see samples of this, if you've got video or other pictures and stuff like that, do you have a website or social media where people can get more information and prices, etc.?
Yes, absolutely. We're on Instagram as Forgotten Yard Productions. Our website is ForgottenYard.com. And we are on Facebook as Forgotten Yard Productions as well.
Absolutely. ForgottenYard.com. Ryan, it is a pleasure to meet you here. I wish you nothing but success as a first-year vendor. Hopefully we'll see you come back year after year with even more of this really cool stuff. Check out ForgottenYard.com for your shootout at the OK Corral or wherever if you've got a Western theme going. The cool doctor, the cool grave robber, and, of course, the coffin banger. Got to love that stuff. Once again, Drew Badger here. We are live in Transworld St. Louis, Missouri, in the dark zone, having a great time, getting a little creeped out, and we are out. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. Slightly rumpled, slightly, well, we won't discuss it. It is Sunday morning here at Transworld. The show is coming to an end. It's been a fantastic one. Many of us are just kind of wishing it was over. Others, like me, wish this thing would be all the time, but, you know, we don't talk about that. So we're trying to grab a few vendors before the show opens. Met this gentleman here last year, a very, very interesting story for the formation of this, you know, in the troubled world we live in, and we're never going to talk politics on this show, as this place's credo is, hate is the scariest thing of all. This gentleman, because of some incidents that have happened over the past couple of years, formed an organization called Haunters Against Hate, basically to combat hate in all forms, primarily maybe against the LGBT community more so than others. Mr. Paul Lanner, good to have you on the show again.
Thank you so much, Drew. I'm glad to be here. It's nice to see you.
Last year, you had just gotten started with this, and there was a whole thing. You know, we won't get into the reasons behind it, but due to some, shall we say, hateful incidences, you decided to form an organization to combat it.
Yes, there was a coalition of haunts that came together to form Haunters Against Hate, and I decided to keep expanding it so that we could take something that was so negative and turn it into something positive by giving back to the LGBT community across the United States.
Absolutely. And in the year that you've done it, you know, last year when I met you, you had some T-shirts for sale. You had one item up for auction. It looks like you've grown a good bit since then.
Yes. I've expanded. I've created two new design T-shirts for 2018. I actually have gotten celebrities on board that are big supporters of the organization. I now have some artists donating items. So I've gone from one item last year now up to six.
And those items are on display and up for auction at your booth, obviously. By the time this airs, those will have been won and sent off to the people. But the communities that you help and the organizations that you help, what are some of the examples that you've been able to send contributions to?
Last year, I gave to Louisville Youth Group. I gave to the Gay Straight Alliance for Lexington. I gave to Damien Center in Indianapolis, Pride of India Bands, and this year, giving to LGBT Life Center of Norfolk, Virginia, and Effort for AIDS St. Louis.
Now, you know, it's kind of interesting that an organization like this has to exist, first of all, because, you know, let's face it, a lot of haunt actors have theatrical backgrounds, and, you know, stereotypes or not, you know, there's a lot of gay people in theater and who work at haunted attractions. Whether you know it or not, the guy you're working with may, or the woman you may be working with, may be gay or not, and everybody just works as a haunt family. There's no need for something like this, and unfortunately, this kind of thing still exists.
Well, the new T-shirt that I designed plays on that. I created a hashtag. It says, hashtag, we are all, in caps, family. And that's the motto this year.
Absolutely. You know, it's, you know, I work with gay actors at the haunts that I work with many times. You know, many of the prominent speakers, some haunt owners that we're good friends with are, you know, members of the community, and you'd never know they were gay. Or maybe you would. Some are a little more flamboyant than others. You know, we won't get into that. But it's just, you know, this is a community that needs to just come together. And unfortunately, you had to create an organization like this. But it looks like you're getting tremendous support. Are you getting any negative feedback from this?
No, thankfully. I thought I would, but there has been none. Everyone has been so wonderfully supportive of it. I think it's because haunters are truly a family, and we all come together to, like, fight hate. So everyone's been so wonderfully supportive. It's just fantastic.
And I see this going nowhere but up. Now, I assume next year when you're vending, you'll probably have more than six items. You'll probably have many, many other people donating for in order to support the various charities you support and all that. How can a haunt become a member or a supporter or a vendor or somebody that just wants to come and say, you know, I fight against hate in all forms? How can they join the organization, and what is the process, if any?
You can go to hauntersagainsthate.com, and there is an email link that you could shoot an email over to find out information. I can supply you all the necessary things that you could do to get involved with Haunters Against Hate. You could also read about what formed the organization, the various haunts that are part of Haunters Against Hate now. So the best thing is to go to the website, hauntersagainsthate.com.
And you're a full 501c3, so, oh, you're not.
Not yet.
Not yet, but you're
working
on it.
Yes.
So at some point, there you go. So by the time we have this next time, you may be able to make a tax-deductible charitable organization towards this. But, Paul, always wish you nothing but success on this. You know, I follow your posts. You know, the Big Scary Show is a big, proud supporter of Haunters Against Hate. We're on your website and all that good stuff, and we hope that every haunter out there realizes, as you say, we are all one big haunt family. So, once again, hauntersagainsthate.com. And check that out. Get involved. And remember, hate is the scariest thing of all. So Let's get rid of it if we can. Once again, Drew Badger here. I'm off my soapbox now here at Transworld, and we're out. Thank you, sir.
Ohio Haunted House owners, actors, and enthusiasts, join the new Ohio Haunters Association. We are working with haunters across the state, from home to pro, to strengthen the Ohio haunt community. Open to all owners, actors, makeup artists, prop builders, designers, and Halloween paranormal enthusiasts. The Ohio Haunters Association, where haunting is the heart of it all. Look for us on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. Drew Badger. We're here live at Transworld St. Louis, Missouri. We're chatting with all the vendors and all the haunt owners and cool things that are going on. One of our, shall we say, mates here in the aisle mate, whatever you want to call it, is Fright Find. You know, the biggest problem with haunted houses, getting people to come to your door. How do they know you're there? Maybe it's word of mouth. Maybe it's social media. Maybe you need something like Fright Find to help you find out where all the latest, newest, greatest haunted houses are in and around where you are if you're planning a trip. Always nice to check something like that. Got Tracy Beach here all the way from the West Coast. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Tell me what Fright Find essentially is. It sounds to me like it's a big database of all the latest, greatest, coolest haunted houses nationwide and beyond.
It is. We are a directory of haunted houses and real haunted places, which gives us basically stuff to work on year-round. So during the off-season, we have real haunted places to go to, like the Vasilla Axe Murder House or the Conjuring Hotel, to keep, you know, unique content running in around all things scary year-round. And that's our mantra. We connect people with all things scary.
Very nice. So if you're an investigative team and you want to find out what's cool in your area, they would check Fright Find?
Absolutely. Or just general enthusiast. We have, I think one of the things that sets us apart is we market to horror enthusiasts, people who are interested in things that are scary. Those are the types of people that go to haunted attractions and really enjoy them, spread the word, and are kind of like the good customer. So that's what our job is, to have the biggest audience around about that. We do constant interviews with celebrities. We did an interview with one of the kids from It, the gal from Annabelle the Creation, the ghost hunters from the Conjuring, you know, kind of catching a theme there. But we keep that type of content rolling through the site on a regular basis so that our audience is engaged. And then when the time comes for the haunted attraction season, we have all of the people who are really interested in attending coming to our site and using it as much as possible.
So if I'm a brand new haunt owner, or if I've been a long time haunt owner and I'm not on your site, how easy is it to get on your database and on your website?
Very easy. You just go up to the page, and it's add your haunt for free. It's very easy to get set up for free. If you want to get into our sponsorship program, I'll set it up for you for free under that. And basically, it's an annual deal where you sponsor a state, and we only do about three sponsors per state to keep things exclusive to our sponsors and get as much awareness and traffic and interest to the sponsors each year.
What would a typical entry have if I lived in this town and I noticed that Haunted House X is in my area? What kind of information is there about Haunted House X?
So, well, you got the name, you got the address. The address, I think, is the most important thing. A lot of haunts don't put the complete address on their site, and I think that's a big missing. The biggest thing is we want to get people to haunts near them. So when you come to our site, we geolocate where you are automatically. If there's a haunt within 300 miles, we'll tell you where they are, and we get those people to your haunt as fast as possible. You add your link to your haunt. You can add your videos, your images, all of that stuff under the free package. You can pretty much use that entire page as your website. Some haunts do. Some haunts don't have websites. Some just use Facebook, and so they'll piggyback off us and use us as their entire experience.
It sounds like a really cool idea. You know, there are plenty of directories out there, but not a lot of them cater to the paranormal and that kind of thing, which I think is cool that you do. And the fact that you locate and, you know, find everything within 300 miles, that's pretty impressive, you know, because if you're in the middle of Montana or something, there's probably not a lot of haunts out there. I don't know personally, never been to Montana, but, you know, as opposed to Detroit, where there's over 100 in a small square area there, it can be kind of daunting. So how can people get more information about Fright Find? Maybe you're a haunted house owner.
or you're a home haunter, or you want to know where the latest and greatest or coolest, you know, haunted mansion is near you to bring your investigative team or something like that, how can they get more information, websites, social medias, et cetera?
You can email me at tracy@frightfind.com. That's T-R-A-C-Y. You can just go to the site, hit contact us, give us a phone call anytime. It's toll-free.
What is that website?
Oh, again? frightfind.com.
So go to frightfind.com, email Tracy if you need help or anything, but it sounds like a real easy submission process. Every haunt in the United States needs to be on frightfind.com. Tracy, a pleasure to see you here at Transworld. I've seen a lot of people come up to your booth and everything, so wish you nothing but success, and I'm sure we'll be talking a lot during the time that we are here at Transworld in St. Louis. My name's Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show. We are out. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. We're slowly starting to wind down Transworld 2018, and it has been a simply great show. We've had a lot of fun here, a lot of great stuff. Had a great giveaway here with our box of mystery, and one thing that I have noticed all throughout the show is a whole lot of people wearing haunt shirts, and I don't mean just the local haunted house that they work for or own or anything like that. I'm talking about the company haunt shirt, which James and Melissa Winton own. They do a great job with these very high-quality things with Homes Where the Haunt Is and Monster shirts and Haunter by Nature shirts. They do a great program with called Lungs for Logan. Lots of really cool stuff. I've got James here. How you doing, man?
I'm very good. Thank you.
It looks like your booth has just been swamped. I mean, there's 7 people standing outside the booth, and we're closing
35
minutes. Yeah, we're closing 35 minutes, and yet you have been basically swamped the entire time.
Yep, it's been crazy. It's been good, but we've been really, really busy, and we're going to take a lot less stuff home, that's for sure.
It's always nice when you don't have to pack so much going back. So tell me, what's some of the new styles and things that you have coming out for 2018?
Yeah, we went a little retro. We have a couple retro Halloween designs that are new this year that are gone. We brought back a couple of older designs, Cthulhu and our Camp Crystal Lake design.
Storm will like the Cthulhu, I'm sure.
There you go. And then our, Melissa calls it, our Pledge Allegiance to Halloween, our pumpkin flag shirt, which is a little bit of American flag with a pumpkin laid on top.
Very patriotic, yep. Even with the orange, white, and orange. So
it's not everybody's cup of tea, but it is Halloween.
I bought myself a very nice big jack-o'-lantern shirt over here, which will make me look even more like a pumpkin when I start wearing it in the summertime.
There you go. That's why everybody buys it. That's Alan Hopp's favorite shirt.
Oh,
those
no
are
doubt.
All Alan Hopp specials.
You got to love Alan Hopps because he and I share one big thing, and it's a well-rounded belly here and a love for good barbecue. But anyway, some of the other things you've got here, I've seen, the Wake Up Halloween repeat and Haunter, the athletic department type stuff. You had Home Is Where the Haunt Is. Lots of great stuff here.
Yeah, we continue to, evolve and think of new designs. We listen to the people that come in, and they tell us what they want, and we spend a lot of time thinking about what do people want and how do we come up with a design that fits that.
Absolutely. And some of the things I've seen you talk about over the last few months are something called Lungs for Logan. Can you explain a little bit more about what that is?
Yeah, Logan Roush. I'm sure not everybody knows Logan, but he's a great kid. He looks like a kid, but he's got cystic fibrosis. He's a home haunter. He's a really great guy. And Melissa and I have known him for several years, and we just kind of latched on, and he needs a new pair of lungs. So we spent some time talking to him about a year ago, and he told us that he likes what he likes. So we came up with this. I'm actually wearing it. I know you can't see it, but I'm wearing it.
It's a scarecrow that kind of looks like green lungs are bursting forth from him and bloody and entrails and bats and all this. It's very cool design.
Yeah, so it's in front of the moon. The moon glows in the dark.
Oh, nice.
So you still see the silhouette. So we did this to raise funds, for his lung transplant. And then Melissa had a class on Saturday, really actually on Thursday, where she did a facade, and she was distressing, and we decided to do a silent auction for that, and we had a bunch of vendors, I can't name them all. A bunch of vendors gave us a bunch of stuff. We ended up raising another $1,000 here that we're going to give. 100% of that's going to Logan. So.
And that's always a great cause, and stuff like that is just what makes haunters so darn impressive too. We're not all big and scary people that want to slice you in half with machetes and things. No. We actually go out and help the community, and it's guys like you and other people who do things like this for the community that just give haunters a great name.
We appreciate that. I think we've ended up maybe probably over $5,000 now
is
what we've raised. I don't know how much a lung transplant costs, but I know they're
probably more than $5,000 at this point.
$5,000, but any little bit helps. For sure.
Is there a website for Lungs for Logan where people can get more information?
I think Logan probably has one. Probably just go to his Facebook page and find it. Logan Roush is probably the best way to find it.
Or maybe look for Lungs for Logan on Google, and that might come up.
Absolutely,
like
absolutely, sure.
And maybe if there's a site, maybe there's a link off of your website.
There isn't at the moment, but we can sure put one on there.
That might be a good idea too. And what is that website for people to check out the new designs for 2018 for your shirts, which are all 100% cotton, great looking and very well fitting and very high quality? How can they get more information? Social media's websites.
Yeah, hauntshirts.com, and then every social platform at hauntshirts.
Very good. James Winton, sorry.
Yes.
Always.
No,
nah, there's no S there. We don't deal in S's here, but it's a great shirt, and it's a great company, and the Lungs for Logan is a great organization and everything. Again, congratulations on having a very successful show. I'm sure it'll take you about, it looks like about 30 seconds to pack up, given the number of things that you're just constantly moving. I've watched, three sales going on in the time that we've just had this interview. So once again, hauntshirts.com. My name is Drew Badger. Go get yourself a shirt. Go check out Lungs for Logan, and check out the big broadcast, our big Trans World review here on The Big Scary Show, and we're out.
In 1897, Dr. Alexander Hammond arrived at an institution for the criminally insane, only to discover the unsolved murders of several guards.
Drivers, where are we?
Jerry Vane takes you into Black Moon Asylum, a twisted abyss of torment, madness, and the horrifying mystery of Patient 292.
Time for your medication.
Black Moon Asylum, a symphonic journey into darkness from hauntstrumentalist Jerry Vane. Download Black Moon Asylum at jerryvane.com, iTunes, cdbaby.com, Amazon MP3, and your favorite download site.
Here we go. Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. We're here live at Transworld in St. Louis, and out here, kind of far away from all the amazing, crazy, insane props and stuff like that. Very, very important group of people have a booth out here, the Haunted Attraction Association. If you're a haunted attraction owner, you probably should be a member of the association. Why, you ask? Let's find out. We've got Brett Hayes here, who's been on the show once or twice before. Brett, how you doing?
I'm great, great.
You're a board member of the HAA. Why are you out here? Are you recruiting and all that good stuff? And why should somebody or a haunted attraction be a member of the Haunted Attraction Association?
Well, I'm actually vice president of the association right now, and our mission, thank you, our mission is to protect, promote, and educate the industry. We are the voice of haunted attractions. We promote safety through our chaos safety program, which is recognized by the fire marshals and several insurance carriers in a number of states, that we ensure customer safety and avoid those sorts of problems. We have a fantastic PR program. We raise money at Transworld through our auction and some other programs. We then, using that money, do a promotional program, a PR program, and we get articles printed. We get TV spots picked up promoting the industry that benefits all haunts. And so if you're concerned about the future of the haunt industry and you're concerned about your own liability and making sure you're doing things right and covering your own bases, we have great resources. We have an attorney on staff. I was just speaking with him, who can answer questions people have. We just aim to be a resource for those in the haunted attraction industry.
Is this something that, the larger haunts need to be a part of, like the Netherworlds and the 100 Acre Manors and things like that? Or is something like, Farmer Jim's Corn Maze and Haunted Hayride, is that somebody that could benefit from this? Or is that kind of too small to be considered?
Large or small, we all face the same problems. And interestingly enough, the problems don't really scale with the size. If, 100 Acres Manor gets sued, or Bill's Haunted Corn Maze gets sued, policy limits are going to be the same. And so they need just as much protection. They need to be as educated and on their game as the big guys.
You said that this is recognized by fire marshals and insurance companies in several states. Is there an attempt to try to roll out some kind of a national set of standards that would be valid in all 50 states?
That's one of our long-term goals. I've personally met with fire marshals in two different states and explained the program to them. And they now, when the inspectors come out, they ask, have you completed the chaos program? Are you certified in safety?
Oh, very nice.
So we think we'll get there.
Eventually, right?
Yes.
It's a long road to hoe, and there's an awful lot of those states, especially those little ones up in the Northeast. But if I was a haunted attraction owner, what would it take for me to become a member of the association?
You could either stop by our booth here, or you could visit hauntedattractionassociation.com. You can become a member there. And we have a number of membership programs, everything from home haunter enthusiasts all the way up through large commercial haunted attractions. So we do scale the membership fees by the size of the organization, so we try to make it affordable for everyone. And we want to be your voice.
Very nice. Brett Hayes, always a pleasure to speak to you here. I hope the association is getting lots and lots of new members here at Transworld. And let's keep us posted on the national rollout type things. I think a national set of standards that would benefit all fire marshals and all insurance companies and all the states and everything can't do anything but absolutely benefit every single large or small haunted attraction in the nation.
Absolutely. That's not the fun stuff, but that's the critical stuff. So
yeah,
that's why we're here.
And it's the stuff you don't really think about when it's like, hey, I want to become a haunted, I want to own a haunted house. What could possibly go wrong? Well, you know what could possibly go wrong.
A number of things, but we'll help you be prepared.
There you go. Once again, go to, what is that website one more time?
HauntedAttractionAssociation.com.
HauntedAttractionAssociation.com. Brett Hayes, thank you for being the vice president of the organization this year. And if you want more information, go visit their website. Join up, sign up. Hey, you might even get a free T-shirt or a water bottle, as they have here at Transworld in St. Louis. My name is Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show, and we are out. Here we go. Hello, everyone. Drew Badger here. We are live at Transworld Trade Show 2018 here in St. Louis, Missouri, chatting with lots of prop makers and haunted house owners and all sorts of cool things, meeting and greeting and getting people to enter our box of mystery, listening to the show, getting new viewers and everything. Saw these people come up to the booth, chatted with them for a few minutes, found out they're doing an amazing charity event. This is going into their 10th year. It's called Halloween Aid. It's up in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. I've got Bonita Walasek on the line. I hope I pronounced that right. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful. Excellent event here. I love it.
Tell us what Halloween Aid is. This is the 10th year you've been doing this. This just sounds like a fantastic event.
It's an event that we do in our town. It's a community event. We do it for someone in our town that has had a child or an adult that has had a misfortune happen to them. We go knock on their door, tell them that you're the chosen one, and we do our benefit for them, and we give them all the proceeds for it.
Now, what sort of thing is the Halloween Aid benefit? Do you go out there? Are there like rock bands? Are there like car shows? What kind of thing is Halloween Aid as an event?
Well, we've got three city lots. We have a lady from our community, and she does a huge, huge bake sale with all homemade stuff from all the people in the community. We have a backyard, one lot that's done with 17 stations for all the kids to get candy at. There's costume people in costume at each one of the events that interact with the children. We have a haunted corn maze in the back for the people that like the fright of the trans world. We bring it to our house and we do it all up, and people come through it and help out the people that we're doing it for, and all the proceeds go to them.
And you've been doing this for 10 years. How was last year as far as fundraising, and what was the person that you helped? What did they need? What did you provide?
We had a little girl that needed a van. She is only able to be transported in a bed, and they couldn't put her in a regular van. So we raised $25,000 for her in 4 hours. We have a dance team that dances to Michael Jackson's Thriller, which is a place that's in Rapids that comes every year in costume. They all dressed up as zombies. There's like anywhere from 18 to 20 people. They dance every hour on the hour for all the people there. We have a DJ there, and like I say, all the stations. We have the haunt, and we had last year between 2,000 and 3,000 people.
And it just sounds like it's a huge Halloween party, and with all the proceeds going to a worthy cause.
Yes, yes, pretty much. Like I say, this will be our 10th year. So in 9 years, we raised $108,000 that we've given out to people to help them.
That's amazing. Is there any kind of a website or a social media presence where people can get more information, or an email or phone number, so they can get the dates and the times and where it's going to be?
Yes, they can go on just Google Halloween Aid, and it'll show quite a few of the years and pictures and everything of all the stuff that's gone on.
Excellent. Well, Benita, it sounds like you're doing a great thing for the community out there. Wish you nothing but success. What are the dates for Halloween Aid 2018 up in Wisconsin Rapids?
We always do it on the Sunday before Halloween, which is October 28th this year. So that's the date we'll be having it done on that Sunday.
Excellent. Again, I wish you nothing but success with that. I don't know if you've picked out somebody who's going to be the chosen one yet, but hopefully we'll hear about it next on the Big Scary Show. Check out Halloween Aid. Look for all the pictures and everything. If you'd like to make a donation, I'm sure there's contact information out there, and it definitely helps somebody in need. Thank you again, Benita Wolosek, for this. Again, I apologize if I butchered your name there. This is Drew Badger, not butchering his name, here at Transworld for the Big Scary Show, and we're out.
Memphis Morticians, Halloween Sucks, on the Big Scary Show. Slide back into the swamp where we hid the body. We would like to thank the following sponsors: Screamline Studios, Dark Imaginings, Von Caron Productions, Haunt Pay, Necrotic Creations, Ticket Leap, and Creepy Collection. We would also like to thank Virgil Franklin, Master of the Ether Muse, as well as the Forga hosts, including Storm, Rants and More, HauntMinute.com, The Unknown Scare Actor, Actor Trainer and Traveling Actor Troupe. For more information, check out MaulMonsters.com, that's MaulMonsters.com. Drew Badger, Actor Trainer and Consultant, Find out more at rabidbadger.org. And Jerry Vane, the Hauntstrumentalist, for all your heavy metal and haunt needs. JerryVane.com. And finally, you, the listener. Without you, we are nothing.
The Big Scary Show is copyright Big Scary Show, LLC, and no rebroadcast of this show may be made without express permission of the owners. All music used on The Big Scary Show is used with expressed permission of the artists themselves.